Yeah.
Cut the bullshit?
Yeah.
Right now.
What, so what was most valuable to you in that whole research relative to CI and why you're abusive?
For me personally. Had to do with realizing layers of pretense and faking, and what do I actually create intentionally, and what is created unintentionally, and finding ways of working with those. Because I actually realized that sometimes faking, if I really put my heart into it, becomes a really beautiful score and a really worthwhile investigation. So that bullshit in itself was not the problem, was the judgment and the attitude for whatever it is your bullshit is, or my bullshit at the time. So it was a really beautiful realization that it doesn't really matter so much what is happening, it's the honesty and the fullness with which one invests is. With which one invests is with.
Why did you put sexuality, sensuality, and consent in the same thing, and how does that relate to your CI practice?
Yeah, it was from a pretty boring for me, the question of sexuality, and then suddenly it led to, that opened up the world of CI is rooting in pretty animal things, like we are dealing with the, trying to deal like as animalistic and true as possible, and sexuality and sensuality as a need for forgetting pleasure, like that's the new term that we actually agreed on, that the sensuality is a pure getting the pleasure of touch, and that's it's rooting in animal things, animal desires, and that's one of the things that is inherent in conduct. To investigate animal reactions, animal instincts, to cut off human bullshit, and then it became interesting. The connection to the ethics, to human part of CI, of togetherness, and we were not so much into practice, but into exercises and scores, but it was actually feeding a lot of things, and I have a theory, me personally, I have a theory and vision how this connects, the sexuality connects to conflicts, and the bigger problems of ethics, but that's pretty complicated and rough so far.
I just came in to say that we gave a lot of space for individual different interpretations and voices, and we hear one of them. That we were really starting from a very broad base in the first day, but the safety, sexuality, intimacy were already the chosen words. And then we opened the group after the first day to more people to come in, and there were more different interpretations. And then we have another session today, and we have a documentation of all these sessions a bit, and we're going to put them outside so that you can see day by day which kind of concepts we were working with. And today we came to a place, a lot of discussion, less moving, but we were really researching deeply in our bodies. What is the difference between sensuality and sexuality, and what is the border individually and in between, in the dance? And we are getting more curious how we can integrate these into our teaching ethics. How are we going to beginners or anybody that anything around sexuality and consent? And we are in a very excited place if we can develop some exercises to build capacity to sense all these things and differences and maneuver them into the dance, and not necessarily to channel that energy into the sexuality. But it's really a difficult and challenging place, But we really want to bring our sensuality, sexuality inquiries into how we can, they can take shape into exercises or practices that we as teachers get informed and help each other to help the students.
Can you say something about your teaching ethics? Yours specifically?
I come from a very conservative country where touch and somehow too much but there, but the taboo as sexuality is. And I start from no touch when I start teaching contact, and I really start talking about boundaries, meeting the boundaries, not necessarily finding yes or no. I don't focus on the no, but I really focus on building capacity or awareness of what I personally feel when things are happening around me, and then I can not only to react but to feel. So I think I'm not focused on the negative and the rules and restrictions around sexuality, but on the other side, how we can celebrate it, accept it, but work with it in a safe and responsible place, but not negating. And I'm really curious how to go proceed. And I feel it's a very common shared theme. I feel I say it for myself, but I also sense in these three labs days, it's a common, very common thing in our group that many people share this and this inquiry. I felt like that.
So I'm curious, in your group, did you, the consensus, I would like to know what is your research finding for the last 2 days in regards to CI and consent? Is there a collective agreement of what is CI and consent?
That's a good question. Yeah, I'm not in that group, but it's just a structure observation. I think we're creating a container of discussion, and discussion is not just about voicing, it's also about hearing and being present and listening. So part of the role, I think, of being here is also being a listener. So I don't feel so much comfortable with people just stepping into to voice a question or some statement and then stepping back out again, which is why I'm still here and I'm silent.
I'm the person who did that, and I hear your discomfort. I'm sorry to make you comfortable, but I actually stand by also like asking and then moving into the witnessing role. So I also feel like we kind of have to hang out in the non-agreeing discomfort. But I do, like, relative to my proposal at the beginning, that maybe we could notice the impact over the intention. That was not my intention. I really value hearing the impact. I'm happy to stay in this space until somebody responds it.
I would love to hear a little bit more about other groups. Probably that's because I was in the sexuality group and fed up already. In the consent.
I think Felix asked a question and Felix stepped in, so I don't know if you want to answer that.
I want to.
Yeah.
Briefly, rephrasing what Daphne today said, we were researching our very personal things on that, and her idea was, okay, it's a microcosm research, but the hope is that it will even through the micro research feed into the macrocosm, and that's where we are right now. So we can't give a consensus on consent. We can't give one answer to that. We are still on a very individual level of finding out.
I would like to add something. To answer this question, because we are in the point that for the next meeting we are trying to understand what is the most important thing to get some goal that can be really a result of research, like some questions or definitions and some exercises that can be done in a class. So we met, a few of us met before this this meeting to try to understand, to facilitate for the group the way for next meeting to find some first the shared question, maybe some answer, and definitely we want to come up with some exercise on the topic that can be presented to beginner or not beginner.
Mm-hmm. That's good. So can I ask a question? What happens if the teacher is the person who's overstepping boundaries?
We don't know.
That's a big question.
At this point, I want to appreciate your question and say let's leave it as a question for this meeting. Because
could we maybe ask some follow-up questions, just even like the five of us? Or like I ask that question, maybe each ask a question from my question.
Can you notice that from the group of consensus sexuality at this moment we are 4 men and no women?
Yeah.
And you said that.
Do you know that that's our gender identity, or are you assuming that?
I'm assuming. Okay.
I actually wanted to ask about the invited talking group. Invited talking group?
Yeah.
Can you describe what was that?
It was idea by Sydney, and the idea was to move from the and to talk from the heart of the present moment. So it was very beautiful. Love, I think, because there was a lot of honesty, a lot of performance things, and it was interesting how different languages to influence on the movement and on the dance. Mm-hmm. Yes, like if it's my native language, or if it's another language, mm-hmm. and how my body reacts.
Was it today during the embryology?
Yes.
Why you were laughing so much? Yeah. What was the funniest thing? Because I heard a lot of laughing, I was kind of attracted to what was happening there, you know? Too much.
Because it was a kind of performance, one half sitting observing, and the second part moving, and there was some funny things.
Three persons arrive into space and feel what's going on with them.
Когда я понимаю, что меня на самом деле сейчас беспокоит, что внутри меня происходит, какие у меня внутри мысли, я их начинаю озвучивать. Те мысли, которые никогда не происходили, которые происходят прямо в данную секунду в моей голове.
And I started to observe what's happening in my mind, what's in my soul, in emotions. I can start speaking out loud.
Вот это сейчас происходит. Если это мысли настоящие, то я начинаю жестикулировать и подключать тело.
This is already happening now. Like if this is true,
minds, from the present moments, so I'm starting to include body in the mind speaking.
Первый человек позволяет себе говорить и эмоционировать и реагировать на свои же слова и на свои же эмоции, подключая тело.
The first one who speaks just starting to speak out loud and include movements and emotions.
Двое других изучают соло первого, как они могут проникнуть в это соло вниманием и увидеть так, как они еще не видели, постоянно меняя способ, как это сделать.
Two other partners are just investigating what's going on with the first one, trying to different layers, different perspectives, different layers of looking on you.
Пространство, ракурс, дистанция.
Space, perspective, distance.
Когда первый заканчивает свое соло, его сменяет второй, его задача такая же, он снова обнуляется, и его соло происходит из того, что он сейчас чувствует. Двое других, у них тоже происходит два соло, но их соло – это реакция на соло первого, которое озвучивает слова и
эмоции. I will be dizzy, sorry. When the first one stops to speak, then he kind of comes to zero point, and then the other one, some of two other ones start to speak, and the other one just also trying to relate to the one who speaks now.
Когда соло второго заканчивается, начинается третье соло, и двое других начинают между собой контактировать, и взаимодействие их – это реакция на соло первого,
которое сейчас.
И в конце мы просто даем чему-то пройти.
And we are just allowing anything to
I have a question for do you feel like you are more influenced by your words speaking or by listening to others speaking in your movement? It's complex,
больше думаю подвергнуть то, что говоришь, или то, что говорят другие.
Если я говорю, то я говорю только о себя, то, что я чувствую.
If I speak, I'm speaking just from what I sense. I cannot feel.
Yeah. Если говоришь ты, то я танцую то, что ты говоришь.
When you speak, I'm dancing like what you speak.
Как ты говоришь?
As
что
you
ты говоришь? Что ты делаешь?
You feel like dancing and speaking at the same time would not affect your dance actually. It's a different question. You didn't feel affected by the fact that you are speaking at the same time as that you are moving in your movement.
So maybe it's like sharing rooms, not today's. It's fine. Not in the list of groups, so kind of spontaneous, self-organized yesterday, and
no
since
drugs.
That, yeah, no drugs yet. and we had several meetings, which we found quite supportive for us. So it first started about researching also consent-related things, how we can signal each other, make clear signals, like, for example, using traffic lights, like red, green, orange. And investigate what's our typical restrictions, what we are restricting from what. And then it becomes about investigation of our own desires, what we wish actually, what our needs, desires, wishes, how we can observe it, be aware of what do we want. And also it became kind of to support a group, kind of angels group. So, and we found it's quite nourishing to have this emotional support so we can share processes which is happening here among us. I wish to have such groups on each festival I'm coming, because it's really, I'm missing sometimes when I have so much encounters during dancing, so much emotions from these encounters, and sometimes like less time for me at sharing and listening, hearing. And so that's our process, which is continuous.
Share what I felt, that if it's not like consensus or things, it's my personal experience, but I don't know if it's like...
What was the other one?
We dance together.
From gravity and walking, so it was very difficult to find that. And we kept trying and following that.
Yeah, actually, I'm wondering about the novel, the authentic relating thing. Because I know that this book exists, Authentic Relating Games, but then I realized that the laboratory is not connected to this book at all. So I'm just wondering what was that, what happened there, and maybe there are some connections.
We had two groups outside, the Tartu Rushid and Authentic Relating. I just say my experience. When I arrived, I saw that many people had different understanding of authenticity. I was a bit not very clear what happened, but we start to gel. And
was it authentic?
I think it was not clear for everybody.
It was super full of bullshit.
Bullshit. I enjoyed everything, but it was like it was, I felt this. so much happening there, a lot of performative moments.
You were the facilitator
of it,
yeah?
No. I was initiated. One. So basically, I think it was a very interesting experience for me, this lab, because we was four people initiating it. Basically, starting from the point that we want to authentically relate with each other. So we want to dance for us with each other, and really as a human beings, like having a deep personal contact and diving into material with each other. And then we had a discussion if we should make it just close for us, go somewhere to dance, or should we open it, but we wanted the space, so we put it on the left to have space, and also to see if someone is resonating with this idea. And then, because we are so authentic, so things are changing with time very fast. So when we came together, we found that we presented our interest, each of the initiators, four of us, like me, Nika, Philippe, and Daniel. And then we asked what is resonating for people. Basically the key words of that was human connection, trust, again, material, diving into material, I think I named all of them. And we decided to start from personal warm-up and connecting with our own thing, and then to start to contact with each other, and then to check in some point if we can go to the material of each other, so one is suggesting and other are joining. But in the process, the third stage didn't come. Because we mixed with the bullshit. but for me, in the end, it was a very, very
productive,
very, very productive lab. And after that, we also had the idea to continue. Mm. And we still will recheck with each other how we want to continue that thing. So I don't think it was a fail in any way. It was super amazing experience for me, at least. And a lot of thoughts around that appeared. So I think the research happened, the lab happened.
That was very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.